hold firmly to our profession. Okay, that's the way I learned it. When you dig into these words, krateo is the verb there, and then homologia. Krateo is the verb, the noun is kratos. And we've talked about this many times in the past, going back years ago, spent a lot of time digging into it. It's translated strength, it's translated might, occasionally it's translated power. But the whole picture of this word is all of those things put together in such a way that you dominate. It's domination or dominion. The verb then would simply be dominating, to dominate, okay? And then you have homologia, which is confession or profession. It's what you're saying together. You're enjoined together, all of you, not me and you can be, but all of me. Remember all these parts? Every part in me is coming together to dominate by saying something. And that's the beauty, the gorgeous picture of what's being said here. Therefore, having a great high priest, having traversed the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, we should be dominating in our confession. We should be dominating in our confession. What we speak and what we say, recognizing him as high priest, we should know that he is faithful over his word to perform it. We should know that when his words come out of our mouth, stuff is going to happen. We should be dominating in the earth, in the circumstances, with the enemy, through the power of his words in our mouth. That's the beauty of what's being said here. And when you think about it in that fashion and then you listen, let's don't listen to other people. Listen to yourself. Listen to what your profession is. Like, one time it might be real good. 3 days later, when you haven't seen the results you're looking for, it might go south on you. Well, maybe it might, I don't know. Well, I don't know why God would, right? So you should be dominating in your profession because it's his words in your mouth. And you should expect the same results because he is living in you, which is where we started off to begin with. The word of God, Jesus, is living. And he's penetrating deep down into you. He is examining every part. And by the word of God, that is what's giving you the life. That's what's changing each one of those parts. That's what's energizing the physical life in you. That is why you have the spiritual life in you, his spirit living in you. You have the mind of Christ. You can understand these things. You are a part of the kingdom, and this is not just church. This is life. Every day, every minute, every second of every day for as long as you're here. It's important. And doing it that way, you affect other people. I'm gonna keep going, okay? Where are we? Oh, yeah. Dominating in our confession. Remember what we talked about last week? I remember the we have thoughts, God has thoughts, the enemy manipulates thoughts. That's where we are. Verse 15, we don't have a high priest unable to sympatheo. It's really cool. Sympatheo. Anybody hear a word there that you know that sounds like that? Sympathy is one. Empathy. Symphony. Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Here's what hit me. Sympatheo. Simpatico. Simpatico. And they actually mean the same thing. And it's often translated sympathy, which is not necessarily a good thing. Compassion, which is a much better thing. But when you look at it, you have this idea of an even or equal temperament. And that's literally what this means. It's to have a compatible temperament. Jesus doesn't get all upset with you about stuff all the time because he understands what's going on with you. His temperament is compatible. He feels what you're feeling because he's been there. And that's what it says. With our weaknesses, having been tempted, kata, down from a higher plane, think about this, from a higher plane to a lower plane, okay? He has been tempted in all things, again, kata, down from a higher to a lower plane in the same way, yet without sin. He knows exactly what it's like to be living in a body and have faults. He perfectly understood, discerned God's thoughts. And he understood that the enemy will manipulate or twist thoughts. The same thing happened to him. The same idea that thoughts come down. Remember higher plane, lower plane? What you can't see, that what we call spirit realm. What you can't see comes into you. We call that a thought. It forms a picture in you. The same thing happened to Jesus. He knows exactly how this works, and he's telling you, this is how this works. I understand it. My temperament is compatible with you because I get it. I know exactly what's happening to you. The difference between you and me is I'm perfect. I didn't fall for it because I had the Spirit, right? I was born of God. I was not born with, quote, sin. That wasn't true for us. We were born different. But praise God, by the power of his resurrection through his word, we can also be made alive. And once that happens, he completely understands what's going on. He knows where you're coming from, and that's why he's not asking you to give an account of everything. He already knows. And he's already given himself for you. He's proven that he is compassionate towards you. And I'll get there, okay? Next verse. What's that, 16? Therefore, we should come with parousia, bold resolve, to the throne of grace in order that we may, lambano, lay hold to mercy, elios.